San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, buddy. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. If you download the app at 760KFMB.com for 760KFMB, you can hear us on any device live, and you can hear all these podcasts commercial-free on iymoney.com. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author, a philanthropist, and a family office expert advising several high net worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
I am doing great, Joe. Enjoying this great weather.
Yeah, isn't it something? Isn't it something? You know, when we had Bill Lyrick on a few weeks ago, I mentioned Enron and Qualcomm and our former guest who ran all the physical plant and purchasing of power for Qualcomm at the time. And I mistakenly named him Art Ball, but his name is Alan Ball, and he is a great energy expert. So folks, go look up that show or just look him up. I think he's consulting with a lot of companies now on how to economize on their energy costs.
That's exactly what he's doing, yeah. Alan Ball.
Right. So
he's under the B's, for those of you who think that we alphabetize by the first name. No, we don't.
Yes.
It's the last name.
Yes, we do have that guest tab on our iymoney.com website for all past guests. So, and it's gotten up to a few hundred now, isn't it?
It's quite a few.
Yeah.
And we got another, well, I guess two tonight.
Yes,
the
absolutely.
First of whom is sitting here with us.
So let's get right into it. I guess it's all about reverse mortgages tonight, right, Richard?
Well, the first half of the show is about reverse mortgages, and then we're going to go backwards in the second half and talk about traditional mortgages.
Forward mortgages.
Yeah, exactly. So, Pete Tetler, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks, Rich. It's my pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, Pete, give us a little bit of background on you, where you were born and raised, and then how you found your way to San Diego, and then how you found Richard.
I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. I went to school out there as well, and at graduation, I had a job at a mortgage company called Household Finance.
What college?
At Loyola University Chicago.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
National basketball champions in the early 60s.
And haven't had one since.
George Ireland was the head coach.
Who was the head coach, Richard?
George Ireland.
George, I think I remember that. Okay.
So at HFC.
Where'd you go to high school, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to high school, by the way?
Oak Park and River Forest High School.
Oh, for gosh sake. Okay, great school. I think my niece went there. I have to check that out.
Big school.
I'm the only guy not from Chicago in the studio.
So a few years with Household Finance, they transferred me around, and I was in Oklahoma City for 2 months. And then I got a call from an old manager, said, they're starting a reverse mortgage division, and we want you to set that up in San Diego. I'd never heard of a reverse mortgage before. But all I heard was, I'm moving to San Diego, which is a lot better than Oklahoma City.
Had you been here before, by the way?
No, I've never been to San Diego or California before that.
Wow.
So 94. That was Thanksgiving of 1994, and 2 weeks later, I was in San Diego setting up shop.
Bill Clinton's first term. Wow, we're going back.
Yep. Well,
can't say no to San Diego.
Not at all. And I've been in the lending business ever since then, and right now my focus is strictly reverse mortgage lending.
So, Pete, most of our listeners probably know what one is, but let's start with the basics. What exactly is a reverse mortgage?
To qualify for a reverse mortgage, you need to be 62 years old and have sufficient equity in your home. So at the age of 62, the loan-to-value, the older you are, the greater the loan-to-value.
Sure.
So even if you have a home that's worth $500,000 and you've got a $200,000 or $300,000 mortgage on there, you're still eligible for a reverse mortgage. And what that will do is that will take out or pay off the existing mortgage and replace it with a reverse mortgage. And now that homeowner no longer has a mortgage payment for as long as they live in the home.
Right. I guess that's the only challenge is you must stay in the home the rest of your life. Doesn't mean you can't travel or vacation, right?
Correct. So most people want us to keep the home for the rest of their lives. And sometimes we have... For example, back in the Midwest and East, we have our snowbird friends that go to Arizona or Florida for 6 months. That's fine. You're still eligible to keep the reverse mortgage as long as you're living in the home for 6 months and a day throughout the year.
Oh, geez. You could actually rent it half a year or something.
Yeah, they don't want you to rent it.
Okay.
But
people probably get around a college student with a room or something. But
that usually isn't a problem. But as long as it's your primary residence and not a rental unit throughout the year, then that's fine.
Okay.
So, Pete, how long have a reverse mortgage been around? When did they sort of come into being?
Reverse mortgages started back in 1989 with the Ronald Reagan administration.
That's what I thought.
And it was a way for them to eliminate their mortgage payment and stay in their home.
Mm. Okay.
So most of the clients you work with then are obviously over 62. I suspect, though, the average age is even a little bit older, right?
The average age is a little bit older. And again, the older they are, the more money that they can qualify to borrow with. Now, sometimes the reverse mortgage benefits other than the senior homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, I had a client. She was 51 years old, and she had a family of her own with her husband both working, trying to make a tight budget. She was also supporting her 75-year-old mother, paying her mortgage.
Mm.
So we call those people the sandwich generation.
I was just going to say. Yeah.
So you have people that are not 62 years and older. The mortgage is for their parents, but it benefits them because not only are they no longer have to be financially responsible for them, it's a peace of mind for the daughter, the son, the parents. In this case, it was the spouse. The husband said, that money that you're spending on your mother every month should be money staying in our family.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, although I know my wife's mom, my mother-in-law has a reverse mortgage. It's been like the greatest thing for her.
It usually is a big game changer for people.
Well, I didn't know that the minimum you just had to live there six months and a day out of the year, so you can travel or do whatever else you want.
You can travel. Use that. No more mortgage payment. Use that credit line. Do the traveling that you'd like to do.
It's not a bad deal.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And there's some tax benefits to this also, or how does that work?
The income, the money that you draw off of a reverse mortgage is not considered taxable income.
Uh-huh. Even better, huh, Richard?
Tax-free cash flow.
Joe,
it's the best kind.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the best kind of cash flow. Get to keep it all.
How about that?
So you started that in 90. So you were fairly new in the business when the business was fairly new.
I was very new in the business. I was barely 30 years old.
Okay.
But I quickly found that the need for this. I would walk into CPA's office, financial planner's office, mm-hmm. even banks, and just say, can I educate you a little bit about the reverse mortgage option? And most of the time people would start off saying, we don't really have a need for that. Our clients are doing fine. But after a while they start coming up, it's like, you know, we have one or two clients that need this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting more and more popular today because back then, the reverse mortgage was very misunderstood. In a lot of cases, it wasn't as regulated as it is today.
Hmm.
So there weren't as many safeguards for the clients. But all of that has changed.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know one of the famous spokespeople for reverse mortgages is the former governor of Illinois, Jim Thompson. Fred Thompson, who I actually sat next to in the 1984 playoffs. He was real happy at the first game.
Yeah, Fred Thompson was the actor, not the governor.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Fred Thompson, the actor.
Yeah, you're thinking of Big Jim.
Big Jim Thompson. 6'6", he was, that guy.
That's right. That's who I sat next to in the 1984 playoffs. He was real happy at the start, but really sad at the finish.
Yeah, well, I was pretty sad at the finish.
I know,
too,
all the Cubs fans.
Well, this year I thought the Panthers would win, but that's a different story. But anyway, so you sat in front. Did you talk about reverse mortgage with him at all?
No, didn't
come up, huh?
No, it didn't come up. Talk baseball.
Well, now, how do you determine, how much I guess you call them borrower, would receive in this situation?
Well, the first thing that we do, I do my business at the client's kitchen table, and we get everything out in the open. We find out what other needs that they have, and it depends on the borrower's age. So at the age of 62, the loan-to-value is 52-53% loan-to-value today, and then at the top of the scale, the borrower's 89, they can get up to 75%, depending on what the rates are during that time. So that just kind of gives you a ballpark of how much is eligible. And then, of course, on the appraised value of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So a $600,000 home for a 75-year-old will give them $368,000 on a credit line or a lump sum, however they want to do it.
A little bit over 60%.
In their case, yes. It's 75 years old, right.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Hmm. It's a lot of money, tax-free.
So they can get a lump sum like that, and...
It's real flexible. They can take that money in a lump sum to pay off an existing mortgage of $368,000, or if their mortgage is $100,000, we give them the $100,000 to pay off that $100,000 mortgage balance, which will leave $268,000 that we put on a credit line. Mm-hmm. And they use that credit line just like a regular home equity line of credit, except now when they borrow the money, there's no mortgage payments required.
Yeah. Anyway, we have got to take a little break. We'll go back, get back into the numbers with Pete Tentler and Reverse Mortgage right after this. Hang on. All right, we're back with Pete Tentler, expert in reverse mortgage. He's going to explain some numbers and myths and misconceptions about the process here.
But I should first point out that Pete came through our great sponsor, Polito Epic CPAs up in San Marcos, specifically Don Epic CPA.
Oh, so many thanks to them.
Yeah, many thanks to them. We're getting a great guest.
Well, I know your collaboration network goes far and wide, Richard. So
far and wide and up and down and backwards and forwards.
So there you go. And
sometimes in circles. But yeah. So Pete, I know there's a lot of... maybe not as much as there used to be, but I think there's still some prejudice out in the consumer world about reverse mortgages because there's sort of this mindset in some people's opinions that, gee, how could you have the seniors spend their entire equity of their home and then the kids don't get to inherit anything? Like it's the kids' God-given right to inherit.
Right, and that's a good one. So there's a lot of misconceptions. The one that you just brought up, that's comes periodically. Very rarely do the children say, hey, what about us? Mm-hmm. But it does happen. More often, though, it's the children that come in, like that sandwich generation woman that I just spoke about, said, hey, we want you to do this for our parents. We want to get our parents out from under this. The bigger obstacles or prejudice that I see are just people that just have a misunderstanding of how it works. Perfect example is most people believe that once the borrower signs up for the reverse mortgage, we own the house, and that they get a monthly check, but when they die, we get the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think about it, that who would sign up for that?
Because nobody would.
If you got a check 1 month and then suddenly there was an accident and you perished, then all of a sudden we have all this equity in the home. Nobody would do that.
No, it's a mortgage. I mean, you sell the house, the mortgage gets paid off.
That's right.
You keep the equity.
That's right. It's just a regular mortgage, except there's no mortgage payment.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right.
The borrower still has title to the home, and whenever the maturity event occurs, meaning that when I no longer live in the house.
Yeah, death or sell it.
Right. So let's say I'm your father and I live for 20 years and that mortgage, reverse mortgage, goes from $200,000 to $350,000, just using round numbers.
Yeah.
And I die, you and Joe inherit the home and you sell it for $600,000.
Right, pay off the mortgage.
Pay off the $350,000 and then you two split the difference.
Right.
Hopefully equally and not fight over it.
Joe and I get along great.
So basically it's kind of like a lien on the home, essentially. Would that be a good analogy?
That's right. It's to put it very simple, it's just a regular mortgage, but because there's no mortgage payment, the balance goes in reverse. It goes up. That's why they call it a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, well, and the payment will come out of the transaction, whatever it is, whether it's a sale or ultimately, right?
Right. Interest accrues on the balance, so every month the balance goes up a little by little by little.
Mm-hmm.
And over a period of time, the balance will go up even more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the benefit to me is that I no longer have a mortgage payment. The benefit to you two is that you don't have to worry about dear old dad struggling to make his mortgage payment every month.
Right.
Yeah, and like my mother-in-law, I think, is a classic example, at least here in Southern California. She was very equity rich. In other words, owns a piece of very well-situated real estate, but is retired and doesn't have a lot of income. And so for her, the reverse mortgage was a way for her to increase her spendable cash flow so that she could live comfortably.
So the lender's gambling that the market value will increase on the property, right?
Yeah, but look at history. I mean, it does.
Right?
Yeah. Right, it does. It does, and it could go the other way, and it has in the past. I had a client in 05 that took out a reverse mortgage. The house is worth $500,000. She paid off a small mortgage, and the rest was left on a credit line. And today, back it was about a year ago I spoke with her. Her home is now only worth $325. It didn't rebound. Her balance is $250, but she still has a credit line left over $100,000.
Huh.
So this is an FHA-insured product, mm-hmm. meaning that that credit line is going to be insured, that it's going to be there regardless of the value of the home.
Mm.
So in her case, the value went down, but the credit line still stays intact.
Hmm.
So if you remember some of our friends that I know back in 08, 09, and 2010, they had a home equity line of credit on their home.
Mm-hmm.
But then the bank said, hey, we're going to lower the credit line because your value went down, or we're going to call it all together.
Mm.
And in some cases, people are like, hey, I had that money set aside for repairs or home improvement. Not with a reverse mortgage, because it's FHA insured. That credit line will always stay intact for as long as you live in the home, regardless of the balance of the value of the home.
Hmm.
So Pete, people will frequently do this because they want to stay in the home longer, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And then also because another main reason I would think would be that you start having significant in-home health care costs.
Correct.
Combined with the desire to actually stay in your house as opposed to moving to a facility.
Correct. And one of the features of the reverse mortgage credit line that not many people are aware of, especially professional advisors, is that the unused portion of the credit line has a growth rate.
Mm.
So that credit line not only is FHA insured that it's going to still be there, that will grow year over year over year. Let's just say, for example, 4.5% a year. And if they had a $300,000 credit line today at 62, and when would people need in-home care or health care issues? Maybe when they're 85 mm-hmm. or 86, when my parents
right.
needed it. So that's 25 years of a credit line growth at 4.5% starting at $300,000, which is going to be how much?
Well, it's going to more than double.
More than double.
Yeah.
So suddenly they're
85. I did that in my head.
So suddenly they have this credit line that's grown from $300,000 to $700,000, $750,000. That pays for full-time in-home care 24/7. They're just self-insuring themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. How do people get a hold of you?
They can always reach me on my mobile phone. And that number is 858-999-1776.
There we go.
858-999-1776.
There's an easy
one. Liberate yourself.
Liberate yourself.
Yes.
So a lot of changes going on in the market, or has this become a fairly static market?
No, there's been some changes, some more financial assessments to make sure the borrower is qualifying to set aside their taxes and insurance. One of the bigger changes that occurred quite some time ago, back in 09, is that, and not a lot of people are aware of this, especially realtors, is that we can now help a client buy a new home with a reverse mortgage.
Okay. Ooh.
So let's say, for example, last fall, I had a client in the Poway area. House was worth $800,000. They had a $600,000 mortgage that was strangling them. But they only had $200,000 in net equity. Mm-hmm. So where are they going to buy a home in Southern California for $200,000? Just not going to happen.
Nowhere.
So their CPA brought me, and I showed them how they can use a reverse mortgage to finance 55% of the purchase price. And they bought a home for over $425,000.
Hmm.
They put their $200,000 down. We financed the rest. They're now in a $425,000 home that's more manageable for this empty nester couple.
With no payment.
No payment.
That's a big deal. They were probably paying $3,000 a month on the $600,000.
They sold their home for $800,000 plus. Their net equity was about $200,000 in change.
Huh.
And they ended up buying a home for $435,000 that was just the right size for them.
Huh.
Otherwise, most people look at these empty nesters, they talk about downsizing. And when they don't have enough equity to buy some home that's in the area that they can afford, they realize that they end up having to compromise on their new living situation.
Yeah.
But your qualification doesn't rely on their income like a traditional mortgage, right?
Right.
That's a big deal.
So we do need to see that they have money set aside or income coming in to pay their taxes and insurance for X amount of years. But the beauty with the reverse mortgage for purchase is that now they're able to right-size mm-hmm. without compromise. And they stay in the area.
Has anybody trademarked that? Right size without compromise?
Yes, they did.
Darn.
Yes, they did. You're talking to the guy that trademarked it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I see a survey here from AARP. It says 93% of the reverse mortgage had a positive effect on their lives of the Sears.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's a pretty high number, I would say. So that's great. And we have to wrap it up here. Once again,
Pete Tendler, 858-999-1776, Reverse Mortgages. Thanks for coming by.
You got that. Thanks a lot. This
we'll
was
be back,
a lot of fun.
We'll be back with Nathan Watkins talking about worldwide credit after this. So hang on.